message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Extraordinary progress via violent prayers. Extraordinary progress via violent prayer. Like I said, I'll be running through this short teaching tonight. This is the first teaching tonight. We are still going to have another teaching, and I will be running through this. Pray that the Holy Spirit will grant me speed. I want you to know that God wants you to make progress. And we have been treating this extraordinary progress this month of March. And God has been granted. How many of you have been enjoying progress? You have been enjoying progress. Hallelujah. You were not the same as you started March. Can I see your hands up? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes it seems as if you are not making motion. But I tell you, you are making motion. Praise the Lord. You know, when the Chinese bamboo is planted, it takes 3 years. The thing will not grow. It will just be there. You won't see anything. But the thing is actually growing. It's growing downward. And in less than 2 weeks, it's going to grow like 15 meters tall. Not 15 feet. Meters tall in less than 2 weeks when it starts coming up. What you have been taking in is stamina for progress. And when you spring out, it's going to be with great speed. And your enemies will be in amazement in the name of Jesus. You know, earlier today, I love reading about military hardware. Hallelujah. Because from military hardware, I get some inspiration. I was reading about the latest bomber. It said the fastest aircraft. It's a spy aircraft. And it's 3.5 times faster than the speed of sound. 3.5 times faster than the speed of sound. And if I say yes, before you hear my yes, the thing has reached you and passed you 3 times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they said there is no missile or gun that could meet it. If it's flying, no missile or gun can catch up with it. And I was like, wow. If man can create a Mach 6 aircraft, my God can make your life to be faster than that. Hallelujah. You are gaining progress in the name of Jesus. I said you are gaining progress in the name of Jesus. God hates stagnation. He never wants stagnation in the life of any one of us. And one of the major ways through which we can assess progress and get out of stagnation is via violent prayers. The Bible made it clear. It said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5 verse 16. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. I want you to know that you don't expect life to give to you what you desire. You place a demand on life. Papa will always say that. You place a demand. And tonight we are going to be learning how to place demand on life via violent prayers. Hallelujah. What is violent prayer? Prayer is not just talking. It's assessing heaven. Prayer is not just talking. It is assessing heaven. It is a communication process between God and man. And God's desire is that we communicate with Him daily, often through prayer. Prayer is one of the pillars of Christianity and is the way of approaching heaven with our petition for earthly manifestation of the power of God in our lives. Now, what is violent prayer? Violent prayer, therefore, can be described as the kind of prayer that makes the power of God available with force. The kind of prayers that makes the power of God available with force. The Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. There are some prayers that you cannot pray with gentility. You have to be violent about it. Praise the Lord. It is the prayer that moves God and create the effect of God with force. And we are not talking about physical violence or body gymnastics. Shaking your head, shaking your hand, jumping up and down, doing acrobatic. It's not that kind of thing we are talking about. We are talking about intense prayer. A prayer that when you finish praying, you yourself, you know that you have prayed. Hallelujah. How many of us know that serious prayer is serious work? Serious prayer is serious work. Prayer is not like you are watching a movie. When we talk about violent prayer, you can't be praying violent prayer and be pressing your phone and be WhatsApping. You cannot. Praise the Lord. So quickly, I will run through the hindrances to violent prayer. Because a lot of time we have been praying, yet we have not been receiving results. Why no result? Number one is lack of faith in your prayers. A lot of time people pray, but they don't even have faith in their prayers. If you are sleeping, I will ask you to stand up. Because it's not time for you to sleep. I will help you not to sleep. Turn to your neighbor, say, I will help you not to sleep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lack of faith in prayer. A lack of faith in the prayer. A lot of people are praying, but they don't have faith in their prayer. Come with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 17. The book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto ye, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove thence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing. Now, after and it shall remove, there's a semicolon there, that means there is a pause. And nothing shall be impossible. It's a complete statement. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. If I hold a mustard seed here, you won't see it. I put a mustard seed, I put it on my hand, palm like this, and I do like this. Most of us sitting across will not see it. That's to tell you how tiny it is. And the Bible says, if your faith is as that, when you pray, you will receive. So when you do violent prayer and you don't receive answer, it is not because your prayer is not violent enough. It is because your faith is not enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, no woman will get to the place of pregnancy, and after carrying a baby for 9 months, and now it is the time for delivery, they say push. She said, I will not push. Hallelujah. She believes in the pushing, and she will push with force. Tonight you are going to push, and you will get results in the name of Jesus. Your faith is the power that delivers your prayers to you. Your faith is the power that delivers your prayers to you. And when you pray with no faith, you pray without power for delivery. When you pray with no faith, you pray without power for delivery. You are praying, but your prayer carries no power for delivery. Because your faith is the power for delivery of your prayer. Praise the Lord. Number two, hindrance to prayer or violent prayer is sin and unrighteousness. Sin will separate you from God. The prayer of a sinner is an abomination to God. That's why if you are here tonight, you have not given your life to Christ, I want you to know that this is the time for you to do so. Because we are going to pray some dangerous prayers tonight. And I trust God that God is going to answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. Sin, unrighteousness. And many a times we think it is fornication and stealing and all those things that are the only sin that hinders prayers. No. One of the things that makes sin, that makes people's prayers not to be answered, is slandering others. When you slander others, when you talk about others, or you just talk bad about someone, you can't pray and your prayer will be answered. I tell you that. You cannot. Bible says in Psalm 101 verse 5, 101 verse 5, who privily slander his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him who secretly slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that had an high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. God does not hear the prayer of someone who slanders. One of the major things that hinders the prayer of Christians is slandering. You gossip and talk evil about others. Your prayers cannot be answered. Cannot. If you are into that deceit, it doesn't concern you. Another man's affair is not your affair. Like Papa will say, in my place, they will say, Doromi Deleru. Hallelujah. I want to interpret. I've put myself in a tight corner. How do you say? Berumi, Deleru. Is it Berumi or Doromi Deleru? Doromi Deleru. Something that does not concern you, then you have turned to your own matter. Hallelujah. Help me to carry load. You have not turned into your own load. See, don't get involved. There are some little foxes, little things that hinders prayer. I've just mentioned one. I just pick one. Just one. There are several others. False accusations. As a husband, treating your wife bad, your prayer cannot be answered. 1 Peter 3:7. Your prayer cannot be answered. So these are the little things. Because when we say sins, thank God I'm not committing sin. I don't drink. I don't do this. I don't. But you gossip. You slander. You say things that are not right. Number three, little or no prayers little or no prayers. A lot of time we pray little. The higher a building is going to go, the deeper the foundation of that building. Thank God we have Pastor Kwe here. Pastor Kwe is a building expert. He can tell you the height, if you are going to see story, he can tell you the height that your foundation is going to be. Your foundation for going to see story is not going to be for the same foundation that somebody that wants to build a bungalow. The bigger your destiny, the bigger your prayer. If you have a small destiny, a small vision, well and good. Hello? But if you know that you are going far, then your prayer must go far. Sometimes we want something big, something beye. Then we pray little. We want something baba. Then we pray something small, something little. Your prayer, the result of your prayer is attached to how well and how much you are praying. Sometimes God wants you to pray more. So that you can sharpen your eye on, you can sharpen yourself in the place of prayer and you pray little. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when you are praying, you start feeling as if you have not prayed. That's to tell you have not prayed enough. When you pray enough, you will know. James chapter 4, verse 2. Ye lust and ye have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. You have not asked, you are just fighting. You are just doing the thing, gra-gra. But you have not really go deep. Little prayers. Little or no prayer. Prayer has level and sequence. And you cannot overpray, but you can underpray. You can never overpray. You can only underpray. So don't let anybody deceive you that you are praying too much. Papa told us a story many years ago of while he was looking for work and he locked himself up in a room and he was praying. And he said one young boy came and said, you have been praying this morning. I was laughing at him. I know that small boy will have become a big man now, at least an adult now. And the guy now, I'm very sure we understand why Papa was praying there, because the result is there to show. Don't play around. Your issue may be 3 hours prayer and you have prayed 3 minutes prayer. I say, after all, Pastor Kwe prayed 3 minutes and he received his own answer. It's not the same. I'm not saying God is partial. God is not partial. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 4, praying amiss or out of the will of God. Praying amiss and out of the will of God. Still that James chapter 4 verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. When you pray amiss, you are not praying the right prayer. Praise the Lord. For example, you cannot fly. You are not trained as a pilot. You said, since Boeing 737 Max is the one that is crashing now, I want to begin to fly it. It will not crash if I fly it. And you decide to say, I'm going to pray. Because if I fly it, it doesn't crash. I'll become a star. And you start praying. And you jump into it without being trained. Of course, the person has signed the death warrant already. Praise the Lord. A lot of time we pray amiss. We pray prayers that are not connected to the plan and the will of God for our life. We pray prayers that are not connected to the situation that we are in. We pray prayers that are not even in consonant with what we need. They are not in consonant. They are not the same thing. And this is one of the problems of believers. So we pray. You say, but I'm praying in that drama that we watched. The lady said, I've been looking for a job, but I'm praying, I'm doing this. But she's not doing the right thing. Sometimes when you pray, you need to know, God, what do you even want me to pray about? I will not just waste my time. Recently, I was telling somebody, I said, there are some things I don't pray about again. It's not pride, though, with all humility. Sincerely, there are some things. How many of you pray on the kind of spoon that you want to use to eat? Say, Father, which spoon should I use? There are some things that you don't need to, because God has given you brain. But when it comes to certain issues of life, you need to know the mind of God concerning that thing so that you can know where to channel your prayer. You know, it is amazing when we go to see our doctors, who will explain how we are feeling, who will tell them how the thing is doing us so that they can know where to address. But when we come to God, the Creator, who knows us from beginning, before we were born, he said, before you were formed, I know thee. We will not be pepe, we will not go to the point, we will be meandering with God. Those prayers cannot be answered. Can't. We need to reorientate ourselves. and get to understand the mind of God for us. Hallelujah. I will stop there. I still have more points, but because of time, I'm stopping there. Now, facts about violent prayers. Facts about violent prayers. Violent prayers must be done with hunger. You must show a high level of hunger and great desire. Because what you don't desire, you don't deserve. A high level of hunger. A high level of hunger. You know, many times when I've been opportune to conduct several interviews for several people. Been opportune to do that. A lot of time I've been opportune to do that. One of the things I look out for is the hunger in the applicants. I look straight into the eyeball. Straight. The way I'm looking at Pastor Okpe now. Straight into the eyeball. The way I'm looking at Mrs. Omojebi. Straight into the eyeball. Eye contact. And I try to search for the hunger. If I, by chance, could perceive that there is no hunger, if you score yes, you can't be employed. Because if you don't have the hunger, you cannot have the drive. It is your hunger that drives you. It is your hunger that brings out the best in you. You must have the hunger to pray violently. If it is just a wish, not an hunger, you will not pray the way you should pray. Number two, it must be with persistence. The key fact about violent prayer is that you can't do violent prayer with wishy-washy. No, there must be persistence. You must do it with great fire of persistence. The Bible talks about the story of one widow in the book of Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 9. This woman was trying to seek for judgment from a judge that feared not God or man, has no regard for God or man. And she kept coming to this man. And the man at the while will not listen. But because of her persistence, he got a point. The judge that fear God and fear not man and regard no man said, look, I will not allow this woman to weary me. I will avenge her. Praise the Lord. The Bible says she cried day and night. Praise the Lord. Persistent. Don't give up. Your consistency in the place of prayer is what will awaken the power to assess your prayers. Number four, violent prayers are fervent prayers. Fervent means to pray with power, to pray with all your emotion, to pray with all your energy, to pray with somebody that has a meaning, to that prayer. You have meaning to the prayer. And fervent prayers are powerful. James 5, 16, 17. Fervent prayer availeth much. They generate, the Amplified Bible says, they generate so much power. How fervent are you in the place of prayer? So there are some prayers when I want to pray, I don't like praying where people are. I want to pray where there is nobody. It's not because I don't want them to hear what I'm saying. It's because I don't want to be distracted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Like I said, if your neighbor is sleeping, help that neighbor not to sleep. Say, neighbor, don't sleep on me. Hallelujah. I want to take us to a place where we will be able to stand on our feet after this teaching tonight and be able to pray some dangerous prayers. Don't allow the enemy to take away that which belongs to you. If I want to collect something from Pastor Ebenezer, and Pastor Ebenezer is bigger. Okay, don't let me use Pastor Ebenezer. Let me use Mr. Denny, because he's bigger than myself. Huh? I want to collect something from him, and he's bigger than me. And I come to him, I say, please give me. It's my thing, no? I'm the one that owns it, but he's sitting on it. I say, give me. He said, I will not give you. Please now. He will just be playing with me. He won't mind me. But when I come with fervency, with ferocious hunger, like an hungry lion that is about to devour the prey, he will first look at my size and look at the ferocity of my charge. I tell you, we take off and drop that thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the place of violent prayer is a place of fervency. Number one is what? Facts about violent prayer is what? Number one is what? It must be done with hunger. Number two, it must be what? With persistence. Number three, fervency. Number four, violent prayer comes with the use of the word of God. It comes with the use of the word of God. The more of the word you use in prayer, the more power. Because the word of God is powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:17. So the more of the word you use, the more arsenal you are deploying. Praise the Lord. You do the prayer, word-based prayer. Father, according to your word, the Bible says, I will be the head and not the tail. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, in this examination, I am the head. I can never be the tail. In the name of Jesus, you say you will keep my going and my coming, and you will give your angels charge over me. In this journey, I will not be faced with any evil, because the angels of the Lord are taking charge. That's the auto-praise. And when you are using the word, you must speak the word. You don't use the word and internalize the word, no. You speak the word. You speak the word. The word of God is powerful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God is what? Is powerful. 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 Mark 11:23 says, verily I say unto you, whosoever we do what? We say unto this mountain, you say, you say. You don't internalize, you don't ruminate, you say it. Until you know how to say the word, your prayer carries no power. The more power you want in your prayer, the more of the word that is packed into it. Number 5 is fasting. Fasting. You make fasting as an accessory to your prayer. Accessory to your prayers. If a woman wants to dress up, there are some things that comes as accessories to her dressing. And the accessories make her dressing to be complete and to be powerful. Do I have a witness in the house this morning? Makes the woman more powerful. So when she step out, the husband will say, wow, this is great. Because the accessory complements the natural beauty that God has given. It's good to use the accessories. I'm not against it. Just I don't like overuse. Praise the Lord. So package your prayer with fasting. If you want to make it more violent, fasting adds not just flavor to your prayer, it adds fire to your prayer. Fasting is required for the ignition of the fire of your prayer. It's required. It's required. The Bible says Daniel fasted till his prayers were answered. Daniel chapter 10 from verse 1 to 14. Till his prayer from the first day, third day, God has answered. Yet one angel, the prince of Persia, withstood his prayer. But this man said, I will not stop. He was persistent. He was consistent. He was fervent. And he was focused. Join it with fasting. Praise the Lord. Number 6 is lays your prayers with praise and worship. God cannot resist praise, because praise draws the presence of God. Because the Bible says in Psalm 22 verse 3 that God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. You see, lays your prayers with dangerous praises. Lays them with dangerous praises. When a woman put a dress and they attach some stones, they attach some shiny thing to the thing, it brings out the attraction. When she comes in, the attraction is more than when the thing is plain. Hello? If it is plain, you may not easily get notice in it. But when some shiny thing are put, when she entered bar like this, everybody will turn, head will turn. So wow, she has laced the thing with some shiny thing. So when you attach praise to your prayer, the hosts of heaven are attracted to praise. Where adequate, proper quality praise is being offered, the host of heaven is attracted to that place. They say, where is that melody coming from? Where is that praise coming from? And they turn and say, it's from the Omoshebi's family. Oh, let me go there. Let's go there and dine with them. These people, these Adewuyi people, they know how to praise. Husband and wife, they can praise. They will go there and sit. While you are praying, it is just Rabashkin, Reboski, doing all the thing, and you are not even offering praise. It carries effect, no doubt. But there is something that attracts the attention faster, and that is praise. Praise the Lord. So your violent prayers must be laced with praise. Don't just offer violent prayers without praise. Attach praise to it. And you see, praiseful people are dangerous people, because they carry the presence of God. They said, our God inhabits the praises of his people. So the depressed few people are God carriers. I pray that as we pray tonight and we praise God, God is going to come down and visit us in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.